This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, pleaded guilty Thursday to a new charge of lying to Congress about a Russian real estate venture that Trump sought to develop during his presidential campaign. AP's Warren Levinson has details.
Michael Cohen told a Manhattan federal judge he lied to Senate and House committees last year about Donald Trump's business interests in Russia. He testified negotiations over building a Trump Tower in Russia ended before the 2016 presidential primaries began, when in fact they continued throughout the primary season. He also said he lied about the extent of his contacts in Russia and with the Trump Organization about the project. He said he lied to be loyal to Trump's political messaging, though the boss's name was absent from the proceeding, where Trump was called Individual One. Warren Levinson, New York.
Meanwhile, before he left for the G20 summit, President Trump discounted Cohen's version of events, saying he did nothing wrong.
He's trying to get a much lesser prison sentence by making up a story. Now, here's the thing. Even if he was right, it doesn't matter, because I was allowed to do whatever I wanted during the campaign. I was running my business, a lot of different things during the campaign.
The developments come as Trump continues almost daily attacks on Mueller's investigation of campaign links to Russia and whether Trump, as president, obstructed justice in an effort to thwart the probe. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump on Thursday abruptly canceled a planned two-hour meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in response to Moscow's seizure of Ukrainian ships in the Black Sea region. The White House said that Trump made the decision on board Air Force One after conferring with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, National Security Advisor John Bolton, and White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. Russia seized three Ukrainian vessels and their crews in the Kerch Strait earlier this week. This is VOA News. British security contractor G4S says five of its employees, including a Briton, were killed and 32 others injured in a gun and bomb attack against one of its compounds in Kabul, Afghanistan. The company said in a statement Thursday five employees had been seriously injured. Afghan officials confirmed the attack on the well-guarded facility in Kabul killed a total of about 10 people and injured many more. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the suicide raid, saying it inflicted heavy casualties on both Afghan and foreign occupying forces inside the compound. The G4S is a leading global security company which provides security for the British Foreign and Commonwealth Office in Afghanistan. The senior UN advisor of the Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egeland, is accusing the international community of cruelly disregarding the suffering of the Syrian people and failing to protect them in the name of waging a war against terror. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Egeland says this policy has unleashed more than 7 years of fierce fighting, killing hundreds of thousands of people and displacing millions within the country and as refugees.
This notion that everyone is fighting terror fuels the fierceness and fuels the devastation that engulfs the civilians.
While most of the country has been forcibly pacified, Egeland warns the humanitarian situation throughout Syria remains critical. He says he is particularly worried by a recent escalation of violence in the northern cities of Aleppo and Idlib. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The World Health Organization warns a spike in the number of measles cases globally is putting hard-won progress toward the elimination of the disease at risk. WHO's Director of Immunization, Vaccines, and Biologicals, Martin Fried, says there has been a very worrying jump of more than 30% in reported measles cases worldwide.
We are seeing sustained measles transmission in countries that had previously not seen measles transmission for many years.
The report finds the Americas, the Eastern Mediterranean, and Europe have experienced the greatest surges in cases, with the Western Pacific the only region where the number of cases has fallen. China's science ministry on Thursday ordered that anyone conducting research in gene editing halt their activities. The order came as organizers of a biomedical conference where a Chinese scientist defended his claim that he created the world's first genetically edited babies denounced his work as irresponsible. The leaders of the Second International Summit on Human Genome Editing issued a statement Thursday on the last day of their conference in Hong Kong, criticizing He Jiankui's claim as deeply disturbing. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.